This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
One of the biggest challenges facing our planet right now is biodiversity loss. The last 100 years have been drastic for many species, including some of our native mammals and marsupials. And thankfully, we are starting to find ways to turn that around. After being locally extinct for more than 100 years, bandicoots have been returned to Sturt National Park up in the Corner Country. And researchers from UNSW's Centre for Ecosystem Science are hoping that they can help to restore the desert ecosystem. Professor Richard Kingsford joins us from UNSW's Centre for Ecosystem Science. Good morning, Professor Kingsford.
Good morning, Katrina.
Now, I don't think that I have ever seen a bandicoot in the wild, and others might also be kind of scratching their heads a little bit and going, what's a bandicoot like? Can you explain what they're like first?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're probably, if you think about a rabbit or a hare, that's probably, in European terms, that's probably the closest, but I think they're a lot cuter than that. And there are lots of different bandicoot species. You know, as you mentioned, Australia has a terrible extinction record, particularly for mammals in what they call the critical weight range, which is sort of bandicoot size up to small wallaby. And the main reason for that is the cats and foxes have essentially wiped out so many species. And that's really what we're addressing up in Sturt National Park in a sort of major collaboration with the New South Wales government and Ecological Horizons to reintroduce these bandicoots and other species.
And why are those type of animals important to the desert ecosystem?
Look, all of these animals used to be there. So we're talking about reintroducing. Well, we've already reintroduced bilbies, and we've just reintroduced Shark Bay bandicoots, which used to be western barred bandicoots, but they disappeared from the mainland. And then we've got golden bandicoots. And what they do is they turn over the soil, they dig up invertebrates, they're constantly moving nutrients across the desert. So they're real sort of what we call ecosystem engineers in the sense that they're restoring parts of that desert so other animals and plants can live there. And that's why they're so important. And obviously, you know, we're concentrating on those three bandicoot species, but also brush-tailed bettongs. We've also put in another little predator called a crest-tailed mulgara, and we're putting in a western quoll and stick-nest rat. So there's seven species that used to be in Sturt National Park but disappeared because of cats and foxes, and we're putting them back in and hoping to transform that desert and restore it.
So you mentioned cats and foxes have been maybe the main cause of these animals becoming extinct in that local area. And so you've had to create a bit of a safe space for these animals. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so it's quite a bit of a safe space in that we've created two areas that are 20 square kilometres in size so that we can experiment with what animals we put in when. So that's 4 by 5 kilometres of over 2 metres of fencing around there with fences that curl over the top so the cats can't climb in. So we're talking about very expensive fencing to keep cats, rabbits, pigs, foxes out of these areas. And then what we've actually done is link these to what we call exclosures to keep the cats and foxes out. We've linked them to the dingo fence in the northwestern part of New South Wales. There's a dingo fence that keeps dingoes out of New South Wales from South Australia and also from Queensland. But our big idea is we've fenced off an area of 100 square kilometres. And the idea of that is that we'll be able to let our animals, once they bred up in the safe havens, out into that area so that we can start to see if we can get them to understand and smarten out in relation to very small numbers of cats and foxes, because we've showed that that's possible. And that's really the holy grail. If you can do that, you can potentially get these animals to take back the desert, which is used to be theirs. But because we're never going to get rid of cats and foxes, we've got to work out ways of being able to keep them at low numbers and allow these animals to be in that landscape.
So it's kind of training them to live with
those predators.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's, Yeah.
And so how, you know, you've got a fairly small number of, if we particularly focus on the new bandicoots, a fairly small number of animals in a fairly large area. How will you know if those bandicoots are thriving and adapting to life in that new environment?
Look, that's a great question. We have quite strict protocols when they arrive. As soon as they arrive, they each get a little tail transmitter put on them, or a collar transmitter, so we can track them for a month and make sure everything's going okay. Then what actually happens, we set up camera traps where they set up their burrows, so we can monitor them over time for that first 1 to 3 months. And, you know, we put bilbies in, we put Crestel mulgaras in. The bilbies have been really breeding like rabbits. They've been going gangbusters. And even the bandicoots that we just reintroduced came with some young in their pouches, which are now hopping around on our camera trap. So, everything seems to be going well. We've had an absolutely phenomenal season in northwestern New South Wales with big rains around March. So the place is sort of brimming with food. You know, there's lots of vegetation, lots of invertebrates. So everything seems to be going well. And even some, we had these little marsupial predators called crest-tailed mulgaras that we reintroduced last year. They're ferocious little predators. Mm. And we caught some in March, and they were off the scale in terms of their condition. They were so fat.
Okay.
So we were quite confident that everything's going well because we've had such a good season.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it is nice to hear a good news story. And
it's great.
Yeah, fantastic to think that that whole area could just be reinvigorated. Thanks so much for sharing your research with us.
A pleasure, Katrina.
That's Professor Richard Kingsford from UNSW Centre for Ecosystem Science. We've been talking about the reintroduction of bandicoots to Sturt National Park after a more than 100-year absence.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.